currently on view at Santa Banyan Fine Art, a new commercial gallery within the banana factory. Work in Process, The Family, a new exhibition by internationally known photographer Larry Fink. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Larry Fink, under the early tutelage of Lizette Medel, developed a unique and offbeat style of empathic reportage. He has received 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, 2 National Endowment for the Arts Individual Photography Fellowships, and was awarded an honorary doctorate from the College for Creative Studies, College of Art and Design in Detroit. Writing about his new exhibition, Work in Process, The Family, he says, this is where the photograph crosses beyond simple document and enters inner realms. It creates its own history and is ripe for interpretation and experience. Hopefully, each image creates its own world, embracing ambiguity while religiously holding the obvious as fact. Photographer Larry Fink.
There's something in me that admires people who work with their heart and with their hands. Dennis is a roofer in this family that we're speaking about on the walls at the gallery, and Stacia is a nurse. And both of them are highly skilled. Besides being skilled in their labor, they're also skilled as parents. And so even though I've been part of the Cognoscenti and the Elegant group for many, many years, there's something in me that wants to always go back home, way back home, to where the primary impulse is work and dignity through the labor of one's hands.
Seems like all of your subjects, whether it was something that you were looking at with a very loving eye or a checking them out kind of eye, what really comes out is your love of families and their dynamics and how they move.
The commonality of love, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's interesting because my family, not necessarily my wife and I, but my family was extremely dysfunctional, and we don't have a long, long line of cousins. I feel, in certain ways, envious or beautifully aligned with people who have that kind of sense of continuity, sense of commitment, and sense of the everyday. It's my romance. The commonplace is my romance.
Is that part of what you're looking for when you're searching these things out, when you're beginning to suss out a scene and lay it out in your mind?
Unlike a lot of photographers who are working today, and I've been working for a long time, but unlike a lot of people who are working today who come to the subject matter with intellectual nuances and new prospects of exploration, I come to it from a very emotional and intuitive place. I would say actually a physical place. And when I meet someone or a group of people who in a way kindles my heart or kindles my visual or emotional desires, it's that which stimulates me to make the pictures that I do.
Does it make it easier to not have to intellectualize it and figure out, oh, I'm going to do this and that, to just like open up that heart and swing with it and see what starts to happen?
I wouldn't be very adroit at the other way, let's put it that way, even though my mind is a fairly complex instrument and knows how to become part of the academy. I've been a college professor for 45 years and know how to talk that talk and walk that walk, but it's not my walk. It's in a way, when I enter that world, as adept as I can be within it, it's more of a masquerade. I just as soon talk with ordinary people in ordinary terms, talk chainsaw.
I was just over there today looking at the pieces. I'm not even sure what I'm looking at in the one of them. It's this beautiful fluid. It almost looks like water, but I'm pretty sure it's feathers. It's, to my mind, semi-abstract.
It's a big one, right? They had been slaughtering chickens and geese that afternoon. And it's a picture which is a picture of a picture which was created by the children, which is to say that they took the heads of the geese and the eggs of the geese and put them together in a very, very mathematically programmatic way, a beautiful way. The heads, of course, were severed and full of blood parts, and the eggs were dirty because they came from, where do they come from? But I went to it in my own peculiar way and created another level of poetic mathematics and abstracted it. There's one part, the upper left-hand part, which looks like a roiling sea of white caps.
So you had art directors working with you on that.
The family are my art directors. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I heard that. I read something about you're talking about the opening night, that they were really jazzed by what you had seen with your eyes of their place.
They're really, really wonderful people, and they're open people. They learn, and they continue to learn. And this experience was a learning experience. A, they had this bozo coming over to the house, and they were perfectly comfortable with me. And B, at the show, they were comforted by and exalted within their own celebrity. And not celebrity in that high fame, let's, you know, see if I can capitalize on it or be vain or narcissistic or what have you, but just the celebrity of being honored in a way that the photographs can do, which made their common experience, if you will, into a symbolic one.
The photographer Larry Fink, his exhibition, Work in Process, The Family, is on view in Santa Banyan Fine Art, 25 West 3rd Street, Suite 93. For more information, the phone number is 610-997-5453. More information also available at santafineart.com. On February 1st, First Friday, there will be an artist talk and book signing from 6 to 9 in the gallery. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.